Yo, what's up? My name is Dion, and I'm a business major from Muncie, Indiana, and I am so excited to share the next part of the tour with you. Stop 5, Bracken Library. As you walk away from the scramble light and down McKinley Avenue toward the bell tower, you will find yourself coming up on Bracken Library to your right. Look for the building that resembles a stack of books on a shelf. Bracken provides the physical and online resources you need to complete your research projects and assignments. The library also has a large collection of journals, ebooks, e-media, and more. This is also a popular spot on campus to hang out with others, study alone quietly, or complete group work. The library offers reservable study rooms and other open study and collaboration environments. Nestled just diagonally from Bracken is Pruess Hall. Pruess is a 640-seat venue used for classes, guest speakers, lectures, concerts, and films. The building's aesthetic is reminiscent of a baby grand piano. Looking across McKinley Avenue from the library and as you walk toward the bell tower are the series of connected communications buildings. Be sure not to pass the frog gravy fountain on your right. More about that in a moment. This stretch of connected buildings, arts and journalism, Wall Communications, the David Letterman Communications and Media Building, and Robert Bell, holds media and communication programs that rank among the nation's largest communications and media schools. The first in the lineup is the Arts and Journalism Building, and has Unified Media Lab that produces the Ball State Daily News newspaper as well as Ball Bearings, one of the top collegiate magazines in the country. The building is also home to the Ned and Gloria Griner Art Gallery, which gives our art students a place to showcase their work, the Atrium Food Court, which has a variety of on-campus dining options, and the Ball State Bookstore for all your academic and BSU merchandise needs. Next to the Arts and Journalism Building is the Ball Communications Building. This facility has SportsLink, an Emmy Award-winning media production program that covers ESPN, NASCAR, Turner Sports, Ball State Sports, Fox College, and NCAA. We have one of the country's largest installed virtual studios fitted with green screens and the equipment needed to create and broadcast weather, news, and more. After Ball Communications, we move to the David Letterman Communication and Media Building. The Letterman Building was dedicated to Ball State's most famous alumni, David Letterman. Within this facility, you will find WCRD, an award-winning studio-run radio station, the flagship studio for Indiana Public Radio, and a space for our speech and debate teams. Last in the lineup is the Robert Bell Building. Robert Bell is the location of the Writing Center. This center supports students with writing projects through feedback, sessions, and workshops. The Cardinal Copy Center is also located here and is a resource for student print needs such as programs, posters, class designs, and more. In addition, Robert Bell is home to our nationally ranked esports program. The esports lab houses state-of-the-art computers and is a competition stadium for varsity and club teams. Now, turn your attention back to Frog Baby Fountain.